Second day in Edinburgh, and what a day of contrast. Five shows ranging from the perfect to the perfectly awful. First up was High Plains at the Underbelly Cowgate. Fresh from the States, where it's been winning acclaim and awards wherever it roamed, the show makes its UK debut at the Fringe, and what a show it is. Ben Watkins plays Jake, a man with a confession to make and dark secrets to reveal. From the moment he walks on stage, bloody, beaten and bruised in a torn yellow shirt, we're transfixed. This is a story about brothers, about love, and maybe a little about ghosts. Gears shift effortlessly as he swerves from cynical humour to sheer toe-curling terror. This needs to be on people's must-see list. Unlike the next show, Wardens at Assembly Roxy, it promised so much. Professional production, a great cast and even an amusing setup. Band of Traffic Wardens are held up in a disused cricket pavilion after a row over a ticket results in riots to rival London 2011. But the jokes are weak and obvious, with scatological humour that you'd expect from a sixth former's review. This seems more like a fantasy of Eric Pickles than anything close to reality. It's the sort of show you'd expect ITV to commission and then very quickly move to the 11 p.m. on a Tuesday graveyard slot. And so from the ridiculous to the sublime, Ballad of the Burning Star at Pleasance Dome is one of the best pieces of political theatre I've seen in a very long time. It's brave, personal, moving, incredibly clever, and importantly, funny. Writer-director Nir Paldi as star is just excellent and has such a natural rapport, a star in more than just name. There's superb support from Starlets, a troupe of dancing soldier girls, and musical accompaniment from Camp David. It's so rare to hear from the left of Israeli politics. Whole peoples are usually represented by extreme points of view on both sides. Ballad of the Burning Star avoids the black and white and wows audience with plenty of colour. Not everyone will share the politics, as one audience member made clear, but this show deserves every five-star review it's received. Another personal show of a different nature is David Morgan's new solo show, Pretty. After a pretty brutal dumping, Morgan explores what it means to be pretty. Using Keynote, much prettier than PowerPoint of course, he analyses his own appearance, until ultimately he realises he's just able to laugh about it. This is a very sweet show. Morgan's enthusiasm is infectious, and he quickly endears himself to the audience, greeting everyone as they enter the small university seminar room, Come Theatre, at the Underbelly Bristow Square. Though couples be warned, now gay marriage is here, he's got licence to destroy relationships. Finally, it was a long day. I saw Alfie Moore's Viva Alf Vegas. They say good comedy is a little bit like therapy, but sometimes it can be a little bit too much. The former steel worker and policeman, and a compulsive gambler, tells us about how he hit rock bottom, just what he did to his teddy bear, and what goes on in the mind of a gambler. Sadly, unlike Morgan, Moore just isn't nearly as engaging. His jokes on everything from horse lasagna to bedroom tax don't always quite hit the mark, and the show does drag. It's a fascinating topic, but not a great stand-up show. Join me tomorrow when I'll be seeing much more theatre, cabaret, and a YouTube legend.